Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Every day I'm going to say something I can't do. That's your faith voice talking. Spiritual, physical, financial. And look what Jesus said. The work that I do, do it greater. What pleases God? Your faith voice. Amen. See, when you say something that people say can't happen. And I give you a little hint. Your faith voice only works in the realm of impossibility. The possible stuff you can do yourself. But when you begin to do these things and believe these things, and I'm going to explain the time factors in just a minute and all the other different things. Now, I want to say something right before I start. And I don't want you to misunderstand this, because it can be easily misunderstood, you that are watching, waiting to be critical somewhere or something. You'd be surprised. I was praying not too long ago, and I have conversation with God, and the Lord spoke something to me. And this is going to tell you how powerful words are. Because words are vessels and containers which hold your destiny and your destination. He said, and I want you to listen to me. And before you question it in your mind, I just want you to listen. He said, I don't want you to pray as much anymore. I did what you just did. What? Quiet. What did you say? I don't want you to pray as much anymore. I want you to listen more. He said, if you'll listen more, when you pray, it'll move mountains, everything. See, a lot of times we just pray, Jesus, and that's good. Don't misunderstand me. It's not bad. He said, but if you listen, then the words that you're supposed to say will come out in your prayers. Because see, when you're praying, you're normally thinking about needs, you know, desires, wants, you know, whatever, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, children. No, he said, if you'll listen more, you will speak. Every word will become revelation knowledge to you. He says, not that he didn't want me to pray. He said, I want you to listen more. And when you learn to listen, because how does faith come? What you're going to say will shock the devil. And I'm going to say this in 2026. People are going to get so blessed, Satan's going to scream. Because he can't do a thing about it. He's going to scream. God, how can I stop this? And he's going to get a revelation that he cannot. Because a faith voice literally strips him of everything he has. Strips him down to nakedness. Strips him to nothing. Think about that for a minute. So if you got your Bibles, or your iPads, or your telephones, or whatever you use for scripture, would you go with me to the book of Romans chapter 4? A very familiar scripture, Romans 4, verses 16 and 17. I want to start right there. And I want you to listen as I read it. I love the Old King James Version Bible because it's so poetical to me. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. What promise? Not to that only which is of the law. Not only just the Jews, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. See, we've been grafted in. You see what I'm saying? Now, verse 17, as it is written, this is the faith voice, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. The faith voice always calls those things which be not as though they were until they're done. In every area of your life, spiritually, physically, financially, live as long as you want, because death and life's in the power of your tongue. And notice it, you determine when you die if you understand faith, if you understand scripture, because it's in your power to do so. That's why when you get married, you have to say something. You can't just bob your head. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? No, sucker. You got to say something here. You got to say, I do. And vice versa. Because that faith voice, you connect each other in a covenant promise. Because marriage is the death of two wills and the covenant of one. You come in as two people and you go out as one flesh. Together. Forever. That doesn't mean you're not going to have arguments and things of that nature. So what? That has nothing to do with it. But if you'll always remember that wonderful feeling when you love the, I had a man tell me one time and I stopped him. I was marrying him. This is years and years ago. I said, do you love, you take this woman, you love her? He said, well, I'll love her as long as it lasts. I said, sit down, boy. Well, I got to give him, at least he was honest. As long as it lasts. I said, who told you it wouldn't last? Well, you know, we have a lot of divorces in our family. Well, do you like being in your family? Well, no. Then why are you saying that? See, he was using his doubt voice. He was using his failure voice. See, a failure voice will call in things that be not. But the faith voice will surpass it over everything you can possibly act or think according to that power that worketh in us. So the title of this message is, use your faith voice, only say what faith says. Only do what faith says to do. So write this down if you're taking notes on them. Point one, your faith voice doesn't live in the possible. It does not live in the possible. That's why people can understand why you do what you do. It speaks and lives in the impossible. It does the impossible, and it thrives in the impossible. Let me say it again. Your faith voice doesn't live in the possible. It speaks and lives in the impossible. It does the impossible and thrives in the impossible. It will never get into the possible. That's your job. In other words, it cuts a trail. It cuts an interstate. It will get you where you're supposed to be because it's beyond your human thinking. And you can't understand, and neither can the devil, because he lost all that when he fell. He's not a faith devil, he's a flesh devil. So a lot of people say, but just say such impossible things. Nancy, your mom says, you see the way you talk about stuff. She loves that I give numbers. Well, I know exactly what I'm believing for. You know, I had a guy mad at me with how much money would it take to shut your mouth? And I looked at him and said, $6,364,000,000 and change and $1 billion prophecy. You got a check? No. Bye. I am serious as I can be about that. I don't care about what the economy says. I don't deny it. I don't care what anybody else says. I use my faith voice. And I only say what faith says, which causes a lot of problems in the church as well as the secular world. But that's all right. It don't make no difference because it thrives. I can hear my faith going, oh, I like it when you say impossible things. It's just such a blessing. It thrives in the impossibility. It lives in the impossible. Let me say it again so you can write it down. Your faith voice doesn't live in the possible. It speaks and lives in the impossible, does the impossible, and thrives in the impossible. Now, it's one of the most amazing things. That's why I have what I say. Lynn Carr, what we just talked about, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come screaming, and Satan can't do a thing about it. See, that's why people say, well, what about they attack you? Let him attack. I got the shield of faith. I got the helmet of salvation. I got the breastplate of righteousness. Don't think I'm not righteous, man. I'm covered with righteousness. My loins are girded about with truth. I got a sword of the spirit, not in my hand, in my mouth. That's where it's at, see? Then my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does peace mean? Nothing broken, nothing missing. You see? So all he hits is armor. That's it. So I don't care what he does. I don't just pay attention to it. Why? Because I keep my faith thriving in the empire. I'm always saying something I can't do. You ought to write this in your Bible. Every day I'm going to say something I can't do. That's your faith voice talking. Spiritual, physical, financial. And look what Jesus said. The work that I do, do it greater. Ooh, Jesus. That's St. John 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Well, what are some of the works he did? Well, he changed the water into wine. That's pretty good. Right? He fed 5,000 people with a two-piece fish dinner. That's pretty good. You want even better? He raised the dead. Oh, now you're getting crazy. That means you can do that. Now, you don't try to do that. You don't try to do any of it. You do it. When I fly somewhere, I don't try to get there. I don't say, well, I wonder if we're going to make it. I totally have a faith voice in my pilots to get me to the place I'm going. Now, what's amazing to me, when you fly, at 47,000, 45,000, whatever, and you're doing, especially if you got tailwinds, I've been as high as 712 miles an hour. Normally, we're flying anywhere from 550, 580 to 600 miles. There's no signs, no nothing. But it's amazing how we wind up where we're supposed to go. All of a sudden, a voice speaks. If I'm in my 970 Juliet Delta, and I can hear sometimes they have it on speaker. Or when I'm flying my 7A, Falcon 7X Juliet Delta, turn right, do 200, but it goes, use degrees. And all of a sudden and there we are. Now, it would be stupid for me to stay in Louisiana and say, you think it's going to get there? Or here's something else. How can you ever afford a jet? Well, you think God would give you a car without money to buy gas? No. The only car that you don't drive with gas is collector cars. So people can just come look at them. Like Jay Leno's got, warehouses full of the most beautiful beautiful cars and things. And he can drive them. I mean, he makes sure they're running and working. But most of the time, you look at them. See what I'm saying? So there's not nothing God will do for you that he won't give you the ability to use it. Which brings me to this point. Write this down. Your faith voice isn't led by time. Write that down. That's the reason why people don't like faith, because their faith is time. Mine is timeless. Your faith voice isn't led by time. Why? Faith is a listener. And then it says what God says. Never say when the Lord gets ready. That takes your faith and puts it into the future. When it was never created for the future, it was created for the now. Now faith is. The church will swap that and said, is faith now? See, faith say it so you can write it down again. Your faith voice isn't led by time. Now, who don't want it yesterday? We understand that. But it's not led by time. Faith is a listener. That's why they told me don't pray as much and listen more. Because when I listen more, when I pray, I will never say when the Lord gets ready. Well, how do you know what to do? My faith voice. It's speaking. It's a listener, but it's not led by time. And it doesn't make any difference. I can get it yesterday, today, or 25 years from now. When I was believing God for my plane, I never forget, I began to tell people, that was 1978. That's 2 years later now from preaching. I've been preaching 2 years. And you know this story, and I'm going to take a little time with this because it's 50 years here. When I passed the Lafayette Airport, it's a Citation jet. I didn't know that then. Flew over my head, and I didn't have enough money to fill up this Toyota that I had. Gas cost 58 cents a gallon, and I couldn't fill it up. I think it had maybe a 10-gallon tank. And so the Lord said, look up. And I looked up. He said, I'm going to give you a jet. Give me a jet. Now watch this. My doubt voice said, you can't even fill up the Toyota. See, that's mentality. That's naturalness. Can't do that. Who you think you are? You can't do that. But it boggled my mind so much I pulled over the side of the road. I mean, my mind was boggling. And the Lord said, I'll give you a jet. So immediately I rebuked what was in my mind. I didn't know this scripture then. I didn't know only say what God says. He said, I'm just barely starting out here. I didn't understand any of that. And I said, thank you. So the first thing I did, I started using my faith voice with a little tremor in it. The Lord gonna give me a jet. And here comes the persecution. Who do you think you are? You can't get a jet. You can't fill up a Toyota. Well, they weren't lying. I couldn't fill up the Toyota, but they were lying when I said I couldn't get a jet. So I began to speak it. Now, everybody thought I got it once people began to know me, within a year or so. That was 1978, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, November of 94. It came. Now, why did that take so long? Well, the people that were believing with me wasn't believing with me. They were hindering me. I didn't know that at that time because I was just taking a prayer. 94, I bought Harvey Firestone Jr.'s jet. Brother Copeland was with me. I'll never forget it. We flew to Ontario, I think is what it is. And I was just freaking out. I jet, Jesus, man. But you see, and I bought it. I got to meet him. It was such a blessing. And if you don't think that God favors me, I mean, this is the guy that owns Firestone Tires. You understand? Firestone Company. And it was $950,000. I said, "Oh Lord, that's a lot of money." I said, "God, that's all I got." He said, "That's all I asked for." Faith voice talking. So I walked out there and he said, "You like that?" And Brother Copeland, don't mind me saying this. We've been preaching together for over 35 years now. He said, "Jesse, I'm giving you $100,000. My lightning fast mind said, $850. Doggone. I just made $100,000 and I ain't even got the jet yet. And there's Mr. Firestone walking with that cane. Walks all the way to almost to get out that hangar. And he turns around and he goes, "Reverend." He said, "You know, that's not a regular Citation 500. That's a Citation 500 Eagle Mod." Yeah, I said, "Yes, sir, I understood that." In other words, they modified it so it could carry more fuel. He said, "That cost $250,000 for that Eagle Mod." He said, "I like you." He said, "Cut $250,000 off the plane." Now, $850, $750, $650. And then you cut $50,000 more, $650, that's $600. Wasn't finished yet. By the time I got back to Dallas, I paid $550,000 for the plane. Faith was listening. You see, now I didn't delay and say, "Well, when the Lord get ready," I just received it. And flew that plane 9 years, literally all over the world. I would take that plane when nobody had enough sense to go. I'd just do it. They said, "We don't have enough." Well, I'll stop at any place I can to get fuel and I keep going. See, let me say it again. Faith, or your faith voice, isn't led by time. Faith is a listener. And then it says what God says. So I never put it in the future. I believe for it now. Write this down. Your faith voice not only makes things possible, it makes things inevitable. Not only does it make it possible, because it works in the room, it makes it inevitable. And people get mad about, Linda get mad. "Who do you think? He's so cocky." No, it's inevitable. It's inevitable that I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. It's inevitable that I would live in a house like I live and paid for. It's inevitable. I mean, people think it's, no, Ron, it's inevitable. My faith force is creating as I walk, see, just constantly like that. I'm not going to say, "Well, when we get ready." You know how many people told me, "I will never build that house"? Kathy, remember that? Some people, if I mention their name, you know, "You'll never build that house." No, they never built the house. It was inevitable. When God said, I said, "Done." Amen. I didn't say, "When the Lord gets ready." I said, "Let's move on this thing." Amen. That's what your faith voice said. So I decided to cancel my doubt voice. Amen. I just can't. I didn't pay the fee to keep it going. Amen. And I'm going to shock you this. Doubt is mental anemia. It's a form of atheism. I ain't got time for that. So I just step out. And people say, "Well, suppose it don't work." That's a doubt voice. The faith voice says, "Move." Why? Because it's now. Now. Understand? Now. Good Lord, this is good. I'm gonna buy this myself, this little day tape. Your faith voice isn't led by time. Your faith voice does not only make things possible, it makes things inevitable. Amen. So now I say things that are just unbelievable, impossible, but doable. Whew. I only say what faith says. That's what he says. And you know, and let me tell you something about things. I want to get on the thing. Because things is okay. The church has preached against things for years, and there ain't a church in the world that don't want things. And yet the definition of faith is things. Now, faith is the substance of
things.
The evidence of
things.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Things. So when Kathy wants some things, I don't get mad about it. I said, just go get it. Just whatever. How many of you want to be like that? Say it. No, say this. I want to be like that. You're watching out there. I want to hear you all over the world watching. I want to be like that. It has nothing to do with being in America. It can be in the poorest country in the world. God will hear. God will do. Because all he ever says is faith. Now, when you understand that your faith force not only makes things possible, it makes things inevitable. So it's a done deal. Write this down. A faith voice always has creative power. So if you need money for that, it's going to create that money. A faith voice always has creative power in it. It makes you a possessor, not a confessor. A possessor. See, yes, what you confess, you possess. But see, a lot of people confess, I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing. I'm believing. And that's good. But when you're going to get it? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great partner offer for you this week. It's called The Wonder of Forgiveness. You are going to learn three different ways we can regard God's divine forgiveness. Number one, impossible. Number two, pardon. And number three, celebration. God not only saved you and forgave you, he also said that he remembers them no more. This will bless you. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org.
Hello and welcome to Glorious Moments. God loves you so much, and so do I. And as I read these amazing testimonies, I pray that Christ will strengthen your faith and deepen your understanding of his love and desire to move greatly in your life. Let's begin with this one. You're always right on time when I'm at war with worldly temptations, stress, depression, and the flesh. The Father always guides me to you. You're so inspirational in your testimony of how you overcame sin and the flesh while standing in the bathroom and gave your life to the Lord. You radiate the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when others stand there looking in the mirror, lost in depression and darkness, they can find Jesus because of the light that shines through you and your ministry. Thank you. I love that. And here's another wonderful testimony that's been translated from Spanish into English. I love listening to you. When you prayed for healing, I prayed and I know God healed me. I had an earache and God healed me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Thank God for healing me. I love that. This other one says, God is good, and while listening to your teachings, my heart is filled with certainty. I learned a fundamental lesson. I must not fear, because if I am in God and God is love, fear has no place. May you continue to share your teachings. I'm fully convinced that the teachings you transmit are correct. God speaks and we learn more about him. And this last testimony was also translated into English, and it says, thank you so much, Jesse and Kathy, for all the teachings and prayers. I called the ministry to pray with me. One of the things we prayed for was a new car, and I'm about to get it delivered, and a brand new truck. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing so much good for us. I love that. And you know, we pray that God has used us to build your faith in Christ too. And until next time, I'll let you know this, that we're praying for you and believing for God's best in your life. God bless you.
We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.
In honor of our 50th year of ministry, we're releasing our anniversary copy of my first book, The Ministry of Cheerfulness.
Yes, it's time for you to be filled up with the supernatural joy of Jesus. Order your physical copy or digital download today with your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
Listen, joy matters, so get this special edition of The Ministry of Cheerfulness and start walking in joy every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, this ministry is starting this year with a bang. It's our 50th year of ministry, and I love the theme God gave me. That's today's message. It's all about only say what faith says. Just use your faith voice. You got all kind of voices in there, doubt voices. No, don't use it. Use your faith voice and then say what faith says. You see, faith listens to what God says, and then it says, do it. Because it may be in the realm of the impossible, but it is inevitable you will receive what you believe for. That's what that faith voice does. The Lord gave me that. He said, use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. Because creative power is generated when you use your faith voice, spiritually, physically, and financially. Power that you need in today's world. Use your faith voice. Just say what faith says. I love this. Our product offer. It's the first book God ever gave me and told me to write. It's called The Ministry of Cheerfulness. This is our 50-year anniversary edition, and it's going to help you keep the joy of the Lord in your life. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and you will be blessed. Partners, thank you. You believe in God to be debt-free? Use your faith voice. Sow a seed? Use your faith voice. My God, only say what faith says. Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything but to love him. That's a faith voice talking there. I want you to be blessed. Partners, I can't thank you enough how much you bless this ministry. And all these years, it's such a blessing of the Lord. And 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. We're totally debt-free here. I want you debt-free. Sow a seed. If you're not a partner, you pray about becoming one. This anointing of increase is on me. The anointing of health is on me. You ever saw me sick, sad, discouraged, or disgusted? No. Why? The word of the Lord. I use my faith voice and I say what faith says. Thank you, partner, for helping me financially this week. You'll be blessed. Till next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Jesse Duplantis Ministries for over 50 years has shared the good news of Jesus, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
I love talking about Jesus. I don't care where I'm at.
I am not taking my words from public opinion. I'm taking my words from Jesus Christ. And he said, greater is he who's in you, Jesse, than he who's in the world.
If you don't know my Jesus tonight, would you give me the honor of walking to the throne of God with you?
I cry with you. I laugh with you. But bless God, I'm going to cause your frown to turn into a smile. I'm going to put medicine inside of you with the joy of the Lord.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.